The Dots with KC Chuckness.
Love
and
Talk Radio.
Oh, wait, sorry. Hello and welcome to Connecting the Dots with KC Chuckness. Thank you for joining in with us this evening on this Friday night on March the 24th. And typically, I'm going to take my show a kind of a different direction this evening. What I want to share with you, to all the listeners, is a very inspiring story. And I met this gentleman. It was actually just through a very dear friend of mine. He had sent her a video of something he was doing. And those of you that know me and know me well know that inspiring stories mean a lot to me. And so I was leaving Stuart Title yesterday morning and just having a really bad day, and the Lord just gave me direction to go walk a different direction in the township that I live in, Texas. And I turn the corner, and all of a sudden, all these dots start connecting. And I'm like, wait a second. I remember my friend Kara telling me about this guy that's doing this nonprofit work for disabilities. And, you know, so all the dots started connecting. I'm like, that's him. Like, that's the red carpet right there. And so anyway, who I want to introduce to you guys is a guy by the name of Mythiker Pickett. He is the founder of We See Abilities, and he has the most amazing story. I literally have just, you know, just heard his story a couple of days ago, and I really want to push this out and get, you know, NBC Nightly News Making a Difference to do a story on him, Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, like, this guy, he's done amazing things, and all for the right reason. So, again, thank you for everybody that's tuning in, and we will take callers at the end of the show. But right now, I would like to introduce to you Mythiker Pickett. Mythiker, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Absolutely. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Absolutely, I can.
You can? All right. Excellent.
Yes.
Perfect. Just trying to make sure I'm in good.
So I today, you know, when I was driving back from the federal courthouse after dropping my documents off, today was a huge day for me. And I get a text from you, and you're like, hey, we need to do lunch. I want to, you know, do this career, you know, the inspiring stuff and how it's contagious. And I was like, we need to talk. We need to talk right away. So I decided to take my show a different direction because of you today. And, you know, it's like I know my family's ready for me and my friends and my fiance, I know everybody's ready for me to start, like, doing my motivational stuff again instead of doing, you know, my fraudulent tampered documents mortgage stuff. So you inspired me to make
Aww.
A change and to immediately make a change on my radio show. So would you please, I mean, it changed to positivity, and you did that for me, and I just want to, you know, be able to help share your story. That way we can get you, you know, a lot of exposure on what you're doing, because what you're doing is for very, very good. So share a little bit, if you will, on your journey and in your childhood and why what brought you to,
yeah,
to
absolutely.
What you're doing today.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I'm Mythiker Pickett. Abilities is a nonprofit organization designed to give the special needs population a better quality of life through sports and community activity. And so it all began when I was a kid. I was my mother and father were not together. When I was born in Mobile, Alabama. So Roll Tide, for anyone's out there, the Tide fans, we got too much Bama in us. And so the journey began. I was born, my mother was married, and so she wasn't married to my father. And so when I came out, my grandfather, my dad's dad, was really curious to make sure that I was a Bernard. And so when you're a grandfather and your name is Earl Bernard Sr. and your son is Earl Bernard Jr. and someone's telling you you're about to have Earl Bernard the Third, you get excited. And so my grandfather was really excited. My dad, my mother and my grandfather talked briefly about, you know, trying to name me Earl Bernard III and different things like that. But anyway, throughout the journey, my dad wasn't there as often as you would expect it to be. My mother did what she could with what she had. Therefore, at the age of 12, and this is where my life really began. So between the ages of birth till 12, we were in and out of different churches, just trying to survive. And so at the age of 12, my mother had a breakdown. We was on the I-10 traveling to actually a backyard Bible study called Billy Graham's Backyard Bible Study. And she had a breakdown and mentally broke down. And she told me to get out of the car. And so I got out of the car. She told me, hey, and she got back in the car and drove off. And so she just left me there. And so that's pretty much where my journey began, right there on the side of the road on I-10, when I realized, wow, man, I'm out here alone. I don't have my dad. I don't have my mom. I do have my grandfather, you know, and I can contact him. And so and my grandmother was living at the time. And so I was able to reach out. My grandfather was an amazing man. He taught me a lot of principles on values and morals to get you ahead in life, you know, not be a burden to society. You just never know how many different homes you may bounce around when someone that's taking care of you, when you're not born into a family, but that family is stepping up to take care of you, you don't want to be a burden to that family, right? So with that being said, he taught me some principles to help me not be a burden. One of those principles was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. To this day, I still say that to all my peers, people that are younger than me, people that are older than me. I just establish a line of respect immediately. Hey, look, yes, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir, no, no, ma'am. And just get that line of respect established immediately. And by doing that, that set the course for me to have a violent-free lifestyle. To this day, I've never had a fight in my entire life, not one fight. Also, some of the principles he taught me was to keep your body pure, try to keep your body as holy as possible, no alcohol, no drugs, no tattoos, no piercings. And I've accomplished all of that. To this day, I still never tasted any drugs, still no alcohol, no piercings, no tattoos, anything of that nature, as well as a foul mouth, you know, no cursing. Last curse word I said, I was in the seventh grade. So I don't curse. I don't believe in cursing Christians. But I don't say any bad words. And so I started being a real positive person pretty much through experience, you know, just kind of like not letting your surroundings or your environment dictate who you got to be. You know, I grew up with drug dealers. I grew up with gangsters, you know, but I wasn't that person, you know, and the environment that I was in, they wouldn't let me be a part of it because they just knew I was a different kid. It's like, oh, he's a good kid. He doesn't bother anybody. He's on his own. And so around the age of 17, my grandfather passed away. And before he passed away, he taught me a really valuable principle in life. And I'm going to share this valuable principle with you. It is called how to create fans. And so in business, or if you're in business or you're in customer service, you want to win the customer, never the argument. That's the whole goal, right? And so he took me on a journey. He said, hey, look, let's go to Piggly Wiggly. So we got in his car. It was like a Park Fifth Avenue, old school black car. I remember it like it was yesterday. And so we drove past Food World. We drove past Albertson. We drove past Publix. We drove past Winn-Dixie. And we ended up at a Piggly Wiggly. And so
I remember
that. We got to the Piggly Wiggly. Yeah, so we got to the Piggly Wiggly. And we walked inside, and they greeted him by name, you know, and it's something about greeting someone by name. And I was like, man, that's what it's about. I was like, why do they patronize the hole-in-the-wall business, and why do hole-in-the-wall business still exist? Because at one point, they had fans. They didn't just have customers, they had fans. And fans supported them no matter if their business was up or down. And he said, that's the kind of people you want to create in your life. You want to create fans. You want people that will support you no matter if you're up or down. And the best way to do that is always greet them by name. You know, try to get to know that person. Never win the argument, but win the person. You know, and I was like,
very good.
That's awesome.
Very admirable. I like that. I like that a lot.
And so that principle got me through high school, got me into my first job, got me into my first career. And I'll tell you a brief story. When I got to work at the airport at Pensacola Regional Airport, Continental Airlines was like the Ferrari of airlines. Like, if you can get a job with Continental Airlines, you're like, you're set. You fly free, you get paid well, and you're good. But for me, I worked the curb. You know what a baggage handler, curbside check-in?
Absolutely. I worked for American Airlines for 7 years, so yes, absolutely.
Okay. So you know the life of a sky cap. All right. Cool.
Absolutely.
So I was a sky cap in what we call old money, okay? And Pensacola was known as old money because people only moved to Pensacola to retire, right?
Right.
So the elderly people there still use the word boy. You know what I mean? And I was like, man, you know, so when I tell you, you have to be a nurturing person, and you have to be, you know, this is where your customer service really kicks in, because they say, boy, you know, get my bags. Hey, boy, can you know what I mean? And you do it. You know, I did it. It wasn't about it. To me, I felt like I was always serving someone, always was in the serving business. And when you sign up for that, it's some backlash that comes with it. And so you have to excuse the ignorance of certain people, because they may not know, because they're stuck in a genre. But this lady needs help. She in a wheelchair. Just because she said, hey, boy, you think I'm not going to help her? No, man, she in a wheelchair. She can't even get to the restroom without help. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yes, I'm going to go help you. I'm going to pick you up, and I'm going to put you in your wheelchair, and I'm going to go get your luggage, and I'm going to help you get in your car. You know what I mean? So I was in the serving business. And so doing that, I got a lot of letters, a lot of customer service letters sent to Continental, sent to Delta, sent to Northwest Airlines, sent to JetBlue. And they were saying, hey, man, this guy that's working the curb is amazing. And one, Continental found out how amazing I was. The general manager flew to Pensacola and was like, hey, you know what? We're going to hire this guy. We're going to hire this guy. This guy's awesome. And so they hired me on the spot. My very first flight ever was on Continental Airlines. I cleaned planes for 2 years, but I never flew. Right.
Right.
And, the general manager. Yeah. So the general manager was there, and he was like, all right, so we're leaving tomorrow. And I was like, hold on 1 second. Sir, I've not been on a plane. I've cleaned them, but I've not flown on a plane. He called his wife. This is how you know things are just lining up for something great. He called his wife and he said, look, I'm going to stay an extra day, you know, so I can take the first flight with him to Houston. And so my first flight was with the hiring manager that next day, and I flew first class. And
that is so awesome. I love that story.
Yeah, it was epic. Yeah, and they gave me a warm towel, and I didn't even know what a warm towel was.
Wow.
I was like, what am I supposed to do with this warm towel, you know? And so he asked me, he said, what's your why? You know, why are you so good with people? You know, why are you so good with customer service? You know, and I told him, I was like, man, you don't know how many homes I bounced between. You know, I bounced between so many homes, and I couldn't understand, man, what's wrong with the little black boy? Why didn't they want me? You know, I didn't curse. I didn't drink. I ate less. I tried not to be a burden to anybody. I was like, man, I'm not going to eat, because if I eat, they're not going to be able to afford to keep me in this house. You know what I mean? So I made the bed. I washed the dishes. I didn't overstay my welcome. You know, I made myself try to be invisible as possible, but yet I was still bouncing from house to house. And I said, man, my why is I've always wanted to feel like I belong to something. You know, like I never wanted someone to feel like I was a burden to them. So I overly try to help people. Whenever I'm doing things, I try to give my all because I know what it's like to, you know, be in an environment and be like, man, you know, should I not take this meal? You know, are they, you know, because these people, I'm not born into this family, but yet they're feeding me, they're buying clothes for me, they're doing these things for me, and I'm trying my best not to be a burden, you know. And so if I get an opportunity to serve someone, I did, you know, because a hug goes a long way. And so he said, that's my why, man. I said, I always wanted to create fans in life, you know, no matter if I was up or down, I always wanted to serve people and help them. And so that was my why. And he was like, man, I love it, man. I told him I wanted to always win customers, never the argument. He loved that statement as well. And so I traveled with Continental Airlines. I just traveled. And I landed in Houston. And this is where I had an encounter with the special needs population. And this is why We See Abilities is what it is today. Right. The first thing they tell you to do when you get to Houston is, one, you find a church. When you find the church, you pray for traffic, and once you pray for traffic, eat brisket. I was like, all right, cool. I can do the first two things, but what is brisket?
You found out quick, right?
Like, oh, my goodness. Let me tell you something about Texas. Texas people love brisket, and I didn't know what brisket was because I'm from Alabama, you know. Florida, do you know what's famous in Florida? Have you ever heard of Joe Patties?
No, okay. I haven't.
Joe Patties is like a famous seafood restaurant in Florida. That's what I'm saying. Like, we do the seafood. We eat the salmon.
Of course.
We eat the mud bugs, which are crawfish. We eat the shrimp.
Right.
You know, stuff like
Absolutely.
That. But in Texas, oh, no, you're going to eat beef.
We like
you're
our barbecue.
Beef wrapped in... Yes, you're going to eat beef wrapped in bacon? I mean, what? What is this? So, but you know what? When I had a barbecue, and they do it moist, and they do it lean, and, you know, and I was like, wow, this is so good. And so when I tried the brisket, I was like, no wonder they say eat brisket, because it was really
right.
good. And so let me tell you about my off days. I was
okay.
off Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, right? I had the worst off days you can have in business, you know, because Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're not doing nothing. There's nothing to do. And so
right.
me, I'm a server, you know, I volunteered at different senior citizens homes in Pensacola. And, you know, and so when I got here, I was like, man, adult daycare, I can do that. And so I didn't realize adult daycare meant special needs.
All right.
Well,
This is
when I went into the building, and we, you know, you go in, you're volunteering, and I know that if you're a volunteer, you know what it means to not decommit, because that puts more work on the next person. Well, I'm the volunteer in there, and I'm walking in, and it says adult daycare. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm finna go play checkers with grandma. I'm finna go play chess with grandpa. It's gonna be a great day. They're gonna be fine. No, it was not. I walked in there, and there was individuals my age and younger with special needs. And I was like, whoa, wait, I didn't know what I signed up for. You know, I didn't realize what this really was. And so I'm trying to, you know, be friendly, be myself and interact, and they're warming up to me and they're giving me hugs and giving me high fives, and now I'm comfortable enough that where I'm feeding them, you know, and I'm feeding the guys, you know, and then it came changing time. And I was like, okay, what's changing time? Well, we, you know, change the shirt because it's dirty, you know? No, we got to change the pins. And I'm like,
right.
whoa, hold up, you know, oh, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, how far do we go with this? You know? And so I find myself in a restroom with two individuals that needed their dependence changed. And this is
right.
where I had an encounter. This was my encounter, like, with God. You know, he was, like, touching me. He had to deal with me, you know, on that level. And so in the midst of standing there, I just all of a sudden broke down in tears. Just broke down in tears, fell to my knees, and was like, man, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I thought I was too prideful to change another individual. I was too prideful to take care of the people you placed on this earth for us. They're here for us to make us better people, you know. And I had that encounter, and what hit me was, you're one accident away from somebody changing your depends. And that's when I realized right then, I was like, man, God, I've been selfish. I'm sorry. You know, I changed them. I got them really clean, and they felt so refreshed. They were able to express their gratitude with hugs, and it was just amazing to connect with them on that level and getting them changed. And I knew right then that I was called to be an advocate for the people that can't speak for themselves, you know.
Right.
And I told God, I made a vow. I was like, God, If I'm ever in this position, please send someone like me to take care of me, because I know how you dealt with my heart. I know how you dealt with my pride. You know what I mean? You got to deal with your
yeah.
pride in that sense. And I was like, God, man, I'm not above this, you know. And they're forgotten about society. You know, if they're not in front of you, you don't invite them to anything. You don't do anything with them. And so I started learning about the special needs population and what does it mean to be inclusive? What does it mean to interact with them? You know, how their behaviors go down when they're stimulated with activities, you know. And I noticed a drastic change in the behavior of the special population when I was around, because I came around, I was active. I was like, all right, we're going outside, let's go. Let's go play basketball. You know, let's go walk the track. Let's go to the movies. Hey, we're going bowling. Can we go bowling? You know, just trying to figure out what the rules were. And because these are statistics.
Right.
The city, okay, Texas ranks number 50 out of 51 states. Okay. They're the worst. Texas
with
is the worst. With special needs, yeah, with any disabilities, special needs, especially special needs disabilities, they're the worst state when it comes to taking care of the special needs population. They're at the very bottom, okay? Now, this is the issue that I had with the state of Texas, is in the state of Texas, there are 48 billionaires that has a residency in the state of Texas, residency. We're the third wealthiest, you know, state, right? The city of Houston and the city of Dallas, the city of Houston and the city of Dallas rank in the top 10 wealthiest cities.
Right.
Wealthiest cities. Top 10. They're number 9 and number 10 in wealthiest cities. But yet we're at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to taking care of the special needs population. When I started volunteering and started working with them, I realized that the day programs, because they call them day programs, the day programs statistically cannot afford to pay the staff. So how can they pay to go outside and do an activity? How can they pay to go to the mall? How can they pay to go to the zoo? How can they pay to go bowling? How can they pay to go to the movies when you can't even afford to pay your staff?
That's just
so
crazy.
I'm like, man, yes. Let's think about this really quick. When the special needs population is in high school, they have what we call an activity budget, right? So the special needs population in high school has activities. Even going to lunch is considered an activity because they go from one place to another. They go outside. They get to go, they get to do these things. They got coloring, they got painting. You know, they take a couple field trips here and there, right? They have an activity budget. Once they graduate high school, there is no activity budget. There's nowhere for them to go. Their parent still has to work. So therefore, if this individual is 35 years old, he's been a burden to his mother 15 years out of high school. She's still paying somebody to take care of her loved one while she continues to try to work. Her out-of-pocket cost is about $750 a month. And this is the average. When you calculate the whole state of Texas, the out-of-pocket cost for special needs, $750 additional. We're not talking about going bowling. We're not talking about a movie. We're not talking about the zoo. We're talking about braces. We're talking about therapy. We're talking about Depends, medicine that Medicaid won't pay for. They can't get life insurance. They can't get life insurance.
Right.
So they still got to pay. You know what I mean? What kind of – so the real warriors are the people that actually advocate for them, like their parents. But you know how exhausting parents are when they have to keep asking for help? They're exhausted.
Yeah.
She's been asking for help for 35 years. Come
on.
She's been asking for it for 35 years. She's tired. Somebody got to go in there and do the legwork. Somebody got to go in there and say, hey, he not finna pay to go see this movie. This movie finna be free.
Right.
He's not going to pay to go bowling. Hey, he's not paying to go bowling. He's finna go bowl.
Or to a Rockets game or to an Astros game or to.
Yeah, come on.
Right.
Listen.
That's how I heard your story. Those of you that have joined us since the beginning of the show, I'm interviewing Mythiker Pickett, and he is the founder of We See Abilities, and which is an amazing nonprofit organization that is here in Houston, Texas, the Woodlands, Texas, and he does amazing things with people with disabilities. And but you know, it's he puts it the abilities. So I love how
that's
you phrase
right.
it
see
and everything.
Abilities. Yeah.
We see abilities. Yes.
Totally aided. We see abilities. So we see differently abled and not disabled. We see a million abilities.
I love your passion. I love, you know, what you're doing with it. Why don't we share with the listeners what you're going to be doing, doing.
I want to
kind of move that direction.
Because
we've only got about 20 minutes left.
Okay, cool. I'll go through it real quick.
You don't have to get through it quick. I just want to share with the listeners.
Yeah,
that way we can get,
okay.
you know, some sponsors and we can get, you know, some people on board to help out here.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is we make dreams come true for a lot of our special need warriors and angels. We call them warriors and angels because they overcome so much, and their story alone inspires us all, right? And so with that being said, this month alone, what we do is every week we try to meet a need of one of our special need warriors or angels, especially for the month of March and for the month of April. So for the month of March is Intellectual Disabilities Month. And so all month long, we've been trying to make dreams come true for our special needs, as well as International Down Syndrome Day was also this month as well. And so we had a parent write us and say, hey, Mythiker, Trey hasn't been to a Rockets game ever. He plays basketball. He's a huge Rockets fan. For 2 years, he's been trying to get tickets to the Rockets game. Well, I took the letter to a couple sponsors. The Woodlands Pain Management said, hey, here's 4 tickets. Take that gentleman to a Rockets game. Get him a hat. Get him a shirt, you know, and let him have a great time. And so we were able to make that dream come true for Trey. Following week, we had Macy's Miracles, 16-year-old girl. She's amazing. She's suffering with Crohn's and chronic seizures. She has a little slight autism, and she's just an amazing girl. Well, we was making a dream makeover for her in the Woodlands. And so we were able to roll out the red carpet. Marilyn Monroe Spa in the Woodlands donated an amazing spa package for her. But unfortunately, she got admitted into the hospital. But that didn't stop us from making the dreams come true because we're on their schedule. You know, when if their body says, hey, they can't take it, they can't take it. And so we ended up taking them to the hospital. We took the experience to her, you know, and gave her a dream makeover right there in the hospital. It was amazing. We got good footage of it. We got a journey. You guys follow us on Facebook at We See Abilities. You can follow me on Facebook, Mythiker Pickett. That's Mythiquer on Facebook. You'll see all the content, all the videos. I'm always posting contagious positivity. We also did an event this month with Joe Anderson, NFL football player, one of the special not quadriplegic guys, but he can't walk. You know, he has cerebral issues with his legs and his body, and his name is John Hutton. We call him Team Hutton. Well, he saw a video of one of the NFL players working out, and he told his grandmother, he said, "Grandmother, I'm a man, ain't I?" And she said, "Yeah, John, you're a man." He said, "Why can't I work out like them?" And she said, "You know what? Let me contact Mythiker and see if he can make that dream come true for you." She wrote me, said, "Hey, John wants to work out with one of the NFL guys. Is it any way possible we can make that happen?" I went to one of the NFL guys and said, "Hey, look, he saw your video. He wants to walk. So can we do a workout with him and get him to walk?" And so we brought John in, and he got a chance to work out with Joe Anderson. You know, I mean, it was like a dream workout. And during the workout, we actually lift John up so that he can take a few steps. So he got a chance to walk that day. You know what I mean? So, you know, this Saturday we're doing a Miss Amazing pageant. It's basically a pageant that goes all over the United States. They're for special needs, so it's a Miss Amazing. I'm escorting a little girl by the name of Harper. She's 18 months. She spent her first 9 months in the hospital. They gave her a 23% chance at living. She has one lung. She has to have a breathing tube, a breathing apparatus 24/7. She has a nurse 20 hours out of the day. She spends 5 days a week inside Texas Children Hospital, and her mother doesn't have a car. Her mother has to Uber her everywhere she got to go. She even has to Uber to go get prescriptions. So we're saying, hey, Miss Amazing Pageant, guess what? Can we do a category just for Harper so that she can at least get one chance to get outside of this hospital and have an opportunity to feel extra special? So Harper's 18 months now. Miss Amazing Pageant created a category just for her so that she'll be able to be in the pageant this Saturday. So those are some of the dreams that we have coming. We got more dreams coming up, more dreams.
And explain to the listeners as well. First of all, I want to mention before which I wouldn't forget, but I want to tell you that Frank Shankiewicz is the founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. And Frank is personal, very dear friend of mine that I want to connect you directly with. He is actually starting a new nonprofit, and it's called The Ripple Effect. Mm. And I'm actually one of the founding board members for The Ripple Effect for Frank Shankiewicz of Make-A-Wish Foundation, yes. And so I want to connect you.
Chill bumps.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Chill bumps. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's doing a movie and a book right now. It's called Wish Man, and he's a very, you know, he's one of my biggest role models. And so, yes, so Frank Shankiewicz is somebody, I mean, like hearing this, I love connecting dots and connecting people with people and what makes sense.
Wow.
But share with the listeners about the school functions and what you're going to be doing with Microsoft.
Okay, so this is awesome. Okay. So we're working on right now, there's a project, because this is so dear. So not only are we inspiring and see, I had an encounter with the special needs population. That changed my life, right? And
right.
I say, man, why can't we give these same experiences, these same encounters to the juniors and seniors in high school as well as freshmen and sophomores in college? Because that way they're the future. They're the future. And this is my motto. If you can touch a teen's life today, you're touching the future. If you can touch the future today with love, hope, joy, and compassion, then we can live in a future tomorrow filled with love, hope, joy, and compassion. But it starts by touching a teen's life today, right? So if we're touching their life with love, hope, joy, and compassion, then we can live in a better future. The best way to do that is getting them involved in inclusion programs and STEM and things like that. So me and Joe Anderson, he's an NFL player, we went to Microsoft and we did an event and they loved it. And the event is called I Believe. And so what we want to do is cut down on teen suicide. We want to cut down on people not believing in themselves, because I had someone tell me they believed in me. My grandfather told me he believed in me. Regardless of what was going on around me, he looked me in my eyes and he said, hey, I believe in you. You can make it. I believe in you. You're going to be okay. I believe, even when I wasn't perfect, he still said he believed in me, right? And so that is what we want to do to the teens and youth in our community by letting
them
know.
It's so important. It's so important.
Yeah, three things. So the first thing we want them to do is believe. When you believe, you have a will to live. When you believe in yourself, you have a will to live. When you believe in a dream, you have a future. You have a reason. You have something to shoot forward to. Dreamers are the saviors of the world, okay? Dreamers are the saviors of the world.
I believe
Bill
that.
Gates, yeah, if Bill Gates did not have a dream, there would be no Microsoft.
If Walt Disney didn't have a dream, there would be no Disneyland either.
There'd be no Disney.
Then there would be no mouse.
Come on, there'd be no mouse. So all these things, dreamers are the saviors of the world. So if we can get people to believe in themselves, to believe in their dream, and then the second step is write it down. Because we lie to ourselves daily. I do too. I say, hey, I'm not going to eat that hamburger today. Guess what? I ate that hamburger today. But if I would have wrote my meal down and said, this is what I'm going to eat today, you have a tendency to do what you write down. Because you wrote it on paper, and when you write it on paper, that's putting it into action, right? And so now you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not, because I wrote on this paper, I'm not going to eat a hamburger today. And guess what? I didn't eat a hamburger today. I'm very proud of
right.
myself. But it takes action. So number two is write it down. And that comes
right.
from Habakkuk 2:2, which says, write the vision upon tablets and make it plain. That way when people walk by and see it,
My dad is always write it down.
I can't tell you
how many tablets I have.
Write it down.
I've written everything down.
So writing it down, and see what we do, we get people to write it down on cardboard. So because we want, you know what kills dreams? Pride. Pride is the dream killer. Because we're too prideful to take that stand, or we're too prideful to ask, because we need it. You know, we're too prideful. When the homeless person hold up his stand, he done swallowed pride.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because he out there.
I
homeless.
Love that you say
so
that.
Because if we can get the kids to write it down on the same cardboard that he standing out there on, holding up a sign saying he'll do this for food, why can't you write your dream on this same cardboard? Now I want you to stand out there and hold your cardboard up with your dream on it, because that means you want it to happen. That means pride isn't going to stop you from making this dream come true. I need you to write it down. Not only are you writing it down, I need you to hold it up. That's taking action. That's two.
Amen.
The third step is opportunity. Creating an opportunity for your dream to come true. And that's what Joe Anderson did. Joe Anderson wrote his dream down on a cardboard box. He said, I'm going to be in the NFL. No, I'm going to be in the NFL. He wrote it down on a cardboard box. He went to Reliant Stadium. He stood out there 3 days. 3 days. On the fourth day, he got a call from the New York Jets. They signed him to an NFL deal. He created an opportunity. He created an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And he said, no,
because
I'm not.
Because opportunities aren't going to come knocking at your door. You've got to create them.
That's right. Ain't nobody just going to give it to you. You got to go get it. And so that's what we want to empower our teens between junior and senior and also freshmen and sophomores in college. We want them to be entrepreneurs. And so we're partnering with Microsoft to come up with an entrepreneurial starter kit. That way these guys can write their dreams down, and then we can give them the necessary tools they need to help them make their dream come true. That might be a Surface Pro. That might be a book and a bag, you know, some type of kit from Microsoft to help you take your idea, your dream to the next level. You know, get with a financial institution, get you a bank account. Why do you have to be 30 years old to get a life coach? Why?
Right.
Why can't you have a life coach right now? If I had a life coach and a financial advisor back then, I'll be way better off now.
Right.
These are the things that
I've got lots of life coaches.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You got to have the life coaches now. You need life coaches now because accurate thought, when you're thinking accurately, you have no time for negativity because
thinking
is like thinking is – it just puts you my right thinking comes from me reading God's word, right? So I read God's word.
Right.
That's his way of talking to me, right? I can pray all day. That's me talking to God. But how does God talk to me? Through his word. That's what he wrote it there for. So when I'm reading God's word, I'm actually hearing from God. And when I'm hearing from God, that's right thinking because God is what? Right. He's never
wrong.
He has no time for negativity. So when I'm right, when you employ right thinking, you have no time for negativity. And therefore, you can create contagious positivity. And that's where that comes from. Contagious positivity comes from right think. It's called accurate thought. As long as you have an accurate thought, you have no time for negativity. And then you have plenty of time to be contagious and bring, you know, shine light and pour love, joy, hope, and compassion into a broken world. We have an event coming up April the 29th, and this is what we need help with. This event is going to benefit three charities or three subgroups. We call them subgroups. It's going to be called Exena, which is an international pop singer. She's 16 years old. She's an amazing girl. She gives back so much. She travels the world and helps out the special needs. She also does foot washings with us. Whenever we do a foot washing event, we bring out the NFL players and the basketball players, and we wash the feet of our special needs population and give them all brand new pair of shoes. Come on. What's our excuse, right? What is our excuse when you got guys that's using their platform to humble themselves, to come down here and say, yeah, I won Super Bowls. Yeah, I make $1 million. But guess what? I'm going to get down here. I'm going to wash the feet of this special need individual because at this point, we want to pour love, hope, joy, and compassion into their lives. So I orchestrate events like that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what we do, contagious positivity. Well, April 29th, we're going to do another event called Contagious Positivity, and this is going to help three subgroups, SBS.
Where's this activity event going to be taking place?
Jones Plaza.
Okay.
It's downtown.
I know
Houston.
That you told me that earlier, but we need to tell the listeners.
Yeah, you need to tell the listeners. Okay. So April 29th, Jones Plaza, downtown Houston, at 6:30 to 8:30, we're going to do an event called XSBS Tour, Exena SBS Tour. S stands for special needs, B stands for bullying, and S stands for sex trafficking. Three things that are the worst in this city. Houston is the worst with sex trafficking. They're number one. They're number
See,
one.
See, I didn't know that
United
until you told me
States
that today.
For sex trafficking. It's horrible. Why?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Sickening.
It's an epidemic. It's sickening. Number two, bullying. Bullying in Houston is off the charts. Kids
right.
are committing suicide because they're being told to kill themselves, or they live in the Woodlands or Sugar Land or Pearland, and they're taking AP classes, and they're taking all these. They have a high expectation to meet their parents' standard, and they can't meet it. And
Montgomery County
like
is the largest. Montgomery County is the number one suicide rate in the entire state of Texas.
Come on. That's what I'm saying.
Number one. Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Yes. So you feel what I'm saying when it comes to bullying and not meeting the expectation of their parents, because someone needs to say, look, man, I believe in you, despite AP classes, despite taking Calculus 2 in the 11th grade, despite all that, I believe in you. We need
right.
to encourage our youth, our teens. Look, don't put that pressure on them. Look, man, I believe in you. And
right.
so we want to do that. We want to give them back that hope. And then the other subgroup is the special needs population, which I'm very passionate about. So
yeah.
SBS Tour concert, we want to light up Jones Plaza, downtown Houston. We want to light
right.
up blue in honor of Autism Month. We want to also we're calling out 1,000 men. I need 1,000 men to come out and stand with us with signs saying real men don't buy girls. Real
right.
men don't buy girls. We need 1,000 men to sign up and say, hey, I want to be a part of this. Also, we want 1,000 women. We want 1,000 women to come out and hold up the signs that say, bring our girls home. Because we want to be known as a city that's full of contagious positivity. Why can't we be known for that?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And I mean, I was telling you about the event that I did October 1st, 2013, was due to a racist tweet from the Woodlands
right.
High School baseball team to Rockwall. And
wow.
and I had your mentor. I said, well, have you heard of Les Brown? And you're like, Les Brown.
Les Brown, what?
I'm like, yes, I had to have Les Brown. And then I had to have J.J. Watt's parents. His parents came and spoke.
Yes.
And, it was,
That's
it was
epic.
It was to come together for Teens Tour. And it was about bullying. And,
right.
No bullies allowed. And, bullying is just something that you've got to, it's not cool. And I just received a message from one of the listeners. I mean, we've been talking so much that it's like we really don't have time to bring people in. But I've gotten messages, though. A lady out of California, she just messaged that she's out of Los Angeles, that 500 black girls, 500 young black girls have gone missing this year already just in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Hearing that Houston, Texas is number one for sex trafficking, just, how come that's not on the news, And I'm in media. I mean, that's not on the news here?
We're working with The Landing. It's called The Landing. They're a new nonprofit organization. It's a safe haven for girls that are victims of sex trafficking, okay? On a monthly basis, they get close to 80 girls a month. This is just one organization. In one year, they celebrated getting their 1,000th girl off the street.
That's
1,000
just crazy. That's just non-
in a year. That's insane. And this is just one group. That's fighting to get the girls off the street and to get them in safe places. And, we're talking 13-year-old kids all the way up to 25. Some of them got kids. They coming in there with kids. So it's epidemic in the city. So we definitely want to give a shout-out to thelanding.org. They're going to be one of the benefiting charities from this concert. This concert is free. This is a free concert. We're asking for sponsors to support XSBS Tour, Xena SBS Tour, at the Jones Plaza, April 29th, 6:30. We need sponsors. We need corporations. We need mom and pops to say, hey, you know what? I'll donate 100 signs. I'll donate 50 signs. Because we want 1,000 signs with the with their company logo on it saying, hey, real men do not buy girls, and bring our girls home for the women. And we're also looking to call out all the special need groups because we want this concert to be about, you know, celebrating the special needs population, giving them a concert to listen to, but also a safe haven for families that have special needs to get resources. You know, where do I go to when they graduate from high school? Where do they go? You know, or how do I get assistance when I just don't have enough money to pay for this wheelchair? Where do I go to get help? You know, is there any activities that they can go to for free? You know, are there more mythickers out there?
Honestly, it's
only one mythicker. I'm sorry, but I tried my best to get them all.
There is, but I was sharing with you my fiance's story, Chris Canales. I mean, he and his father have founded Gridiron Heroes to help spinal cord injuries. And
wow.
I was telling you about that. So yeah, so I'm very familiar.
So
I heard of
21. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that whenever I heard your journey and your purpose, it was just like, this is so in line with what God's mission is, because my mission for 8 years was uncovering fraud and doing stuff for homeless people, families that were thrown out of their homes illegally by the banks. And today I went and dropped off my papers, and it was just like £1 million was lifted off of me. And today was just such a huge day for me. And then I talked to you on my way back from Houston, driving back to the Woodlands, and I'm like, I'm going to change my show. It's not going to be about corruption.
Wow.
And so I probably have a lot of listeners going, wait, this is odd from not talking about securitization and dual tracking and this. It's positive.
Know, right?
Positivity
is definitely, it's refreshing. It is.
It is.
You know, and the adversary is negative, right? Because we're trying to be so positive, the adversary is negative. Check how negative the adversary is. This happened yesterday when we went to go give Macy the dream makeover. She suffered. Uh-huh. She has Crohn's disease. She's suffering from Crohn's disease, and she passed out the night before. And so they admitted her into the hospital. And you know, the next day, you know, my truck. I had parked at Starbucks, and my truck got towed. So I didn't have a way. First of all, Macy wasn't well enough to maybe make it out to the event. And then also I didn't have a ride from Humble all the way to the Woodlands. So I had to get an Uber all the way to the Woodlands. And then when everyone showed up, I informed them of what was going on. And I told them, I said, look, we're going to do the red carpet anyway, virtually.
Right.
You know, we're just going to call her on FaceTime, and we got some really good FaceTime footage of Macy walking the runway on the phone. What's going to stop us? There's no, you know, when you're determined, you say, hey, look, no matter how negative things can, because we can give up. We can easily give up. But
But when you're determined,
you know,
it's
when you make it a priority, nothing can stop you because it's a priority. There's no procrastinating. There's nothing that can stop you from making that happen because you made it a priority. And we made it a priority to give her a dream makeover that day. Despite the different challenges we had, we were still able to give her a dream makeover. You know, we got a car. We ended up driving all the way to Atascocita to bring her a dress, to bring her glasses that people donated, to bring her a purse that was donated. So we made it happen. And the cool part is when I think about giving up, I think about some videos and people that I've met. There's this kid, you know, Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder. they played the piano blind, right? They didn't
right.
have eyes, but they had fingers. This kid
right.
has no fingers, but he plays
wow.
the piano like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles.
And
I'm
like, is he here in Houston?
You have no. No, he's not. He's not. He's not in Houston. But when I saw that, I was like, this is insane. This guy made it a priority to learn how to play the piano with no fingers. And I'm telling
wow.
you, he cold. I was like, so those are abilities. Like Grant Monnier. Grant Monnier is autism, but he turns eco art, which is basically torn up magazines, into beautiful pieces of art. He's eco-friendly, means he doesn't throw the stuff away. He recycles magazines and movie posters into beautiful pieces of art. We got to do a piece on Grant Monnier. He's amazing. Actually, Ellen DeGeneres is actually thinking about having him on the show. This guy is phenomenal. He just uses his abilities, you know, to for people to see what he has going on. And so, you know, when I'm thinking like, man, what is our excuse? We have no excuse. You know, these guys make it a priority to do the things that they want to do, and they make it happen. You know, so we need to be priority.
Yeah,
that's inspiring me.
Absolutely. So we are going to have to wrap up the show, but I am going
Please.
To share this, you know, and get your story out there and get your mission out there because
Absolutely.
I love what you're doing. Like I said, you know, one of the Astros, if you need tickets for Astros games, you know, let me know
Ooh.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Take some of your special needs kids. Well,
yes.
Why am I saying that? Like, why am I, your we see ability.
My
we see ability.
Yeah.
Yes,
special
that's
angels,
right.
Special warriors. Yeah, man. No
your
warriors.
Absolutely.
Real quick, if there's
yeah.
anyone in the Houston area or in the Sugar Land area or Houston area, we're doing an amazing pageant. It's going to be held at the Sugar Land Town Center, Sugar Land Town
uh-huh.
Center.
Okay, when is that?
Miss Amazing pageant is 1 p.m. to 6, 1 to 6, this Saturday.
Okay, when?
March the 25th. March the
okay.
25th.
Oh, okay, so tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm
Sorry.
Like, so
yeah,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
okay.
I know, right? Wait, that's
okay.
tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, Sugar Land Town Center.
Okay,
Sugar
Land Town Center from 1 to 6.
Facebook. 1 to 6.
Yes,
Miss
okay,
Amazing
so
pageant.
Again, it.
Cheer them on.
Tell them your Facebook again. I apologize for interrupting.
Okay, so Facebook. Yeah, yeah, no. So Facebook is Mythica Pickett. Please, please, please follow us on Facebook. Go to Mythica Pickett YouTube. Go to Mythica Pickett YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Help us, because everything helps goes to the special events that we do, make dreams come true. So help us spread contagious positivity by subscribing to Mythica Pickett's YouTube channel, Mythica Pickett's Facebook, We See Abilities Facebook page. Like it,
and
share
spell
it,
your name. Spell, spell your
comment.
First name.
Yes, so Mythica is MYTHIQUER, Mythica Pickett. There's only one Mythica
and he's
in
connected
the world.
With me as well. And you can go to Connect in the Dots with Casey Tuckness. I'm on Facebook and like the page. And we've got 90 seconds left on the show. So again, no, you've got 90. You've got 90 seconds. So
I got 50 seconds.
You know, so if you want
to
it's April the 29th.
Okay, here we go. All right. So, April the 29th. Jones Plaza, 6 p.m. We need sponsors. We want to make, we want 5,000 people to come out there. We want 1,000 men. I need 1,000 men to come out here and hold up signs with me and say, hey, real men don't buy girls. Let's take our city back. We don't want to be known for sex trafficking. We don't want to be known for the highest rate of teen suicide due to bullying and excessive pressure on our teens. We don't want that. We want to make sure that we're not at the bottom of the totem pole when it comes to supporting our special needs population. This is what I'm challenging you guys to do right now. If you know someone that has a special needs, if you know someone or someone that has a special needs, this is what I want you to do. I want you to invite them to a birthday party. invite a special needs kid to your birthday party? When the last time you invited a special needs kid to a birthday party that wasn't your family member? I'll wait. Follow me on Facebook. Tell me how that turned out.
Powerful. That's powerful. The show we've running out of time. But that all got in. So again, Mithikar, thank you so much for
yes,
sharing
ma'am.
Your journey, your story, your why, Woo. Your purpose. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing it. And
oh,
I know you've got an event
contagious
after this.
Positivity.
And so yes, contagious positivity. So again, thanks for being on a guest for Connecting the Dots with Casey Tuckness, and
you and I
will visit very soon.
Yes, I'm excited.
Awesome.
See you soon.
All right.
Take
thanks
care.
Again. All right.
Okay.
Thanks everybody,
okay.
And have a good evening.
Thank you. Thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye bye.
Good night.